Lepo pozdravljeni in dobrodošli.
Hola, benvinguts i benvingudas.
Ciao, benvenute e benvenuti.
Hallo und willkommen.
Hello and welcome.
This week's Tunes from Turtle Island. I'm your host, Andrew GJ, and for the next hour I'll be bringing you a very eclectic mix of indigenous-made music. I've got Latin hip-hop, well, you just heard that, I'll tell you about that in a second, indie, reggae, country, some res metal, and more. Plus, I've got an interview with the Ojibwe artist Isaac Murdoch and his musical partner, the renowned artist Matt Eep. I started off tonight's show with Mayor Advert Enkia Larinka. She's originally from Oaxaca, and that track was called Lib y Vivas. I'm going to continue with Philip Rose. He is now in his late 60s, I think. He was one of the original members of the Village People, and he has Lakota and Tiano descent. This track is with Nikki Tatz and Aj Wiles, and it's called Dance Again. We'll be right back.
like we're boxed up. Every minute seems so fucked up. Find our way out of this problem, When all of the light fades into the night, all the simple things will make us feel
in a world that's so full of insolence. You can show me what you think. your talent. You can show me what you think that life's all about, but you can't change the way I'm feeling right now. Doesn't mean anything to me. Doesn't mean anything at all. The way the flags and blood stains on our hair. Doesn't mean anything at all.
And that was the amazing Whisperhawk, who is Michael Gross, who is a member of the Northwestern band of Shoshone. And that track was called It Doesn't Mean Anything. Next up, I've got a really interesting mix. It's Joey Styles. He's a rapper and hip-hop artist, as well as being a fashion designer and visual artist. And this track is with Northern Cree, who are a drum group from Saddle Lake Cree Nation of Alberta in Canada. And this track is called You Driving Me Crazy, in brackets, Indian Girl.
Magic. We go round and round.
Andrew GJ, and you're listening to Tunes from Turtle Island.
Dig me out from the shallow pit. I get any deeper, I can't get out of it. I get it, I can't look away. I said I get it. It just pulls me like a trigger, baby. Lightning hits me, I can't see. I'm burning up, I got no relief. Wake me up from this fever dream. I can't look at the pages, look at the pages, look at the pages. Oh no, no. And dig me out, that's what they'd say. I didn't wanna be here.
Joyful indie or post-punk or whatever you want to call it came from Misha and the Spanx. She has Shuebmek roots, and the Shuebmek people originally came from a very large area in British Columbia. I mentioned earlier that I was going to play some res metal, and this is it. This is Resistant Culture. They say resistant culture is the development of extreme and tribal music that has weaved the indigenous flute, rattles, tribal drum, and chant into an organic and flowing tapestry with contemporary punk and metal. So here we go. This is Resistant Culture with Landkeeper.
Thank you. build monuments to what we call progress, a progress that threatens all life. Millions are made by it, millions live by it, and the conqueror has replaced the nurturer as a symbol to be respected. The natural world we once revered, we now destroy.
That was Resistant Culture with a track called Land Keeper. My next track is from the Cree country artist Shane Yellowbird. He was a Juno Award nominee. He won Aboriginal Entertainer of the Year Award at the Aboriginal People's Choice Music Awards and many awards for his country music. I say was because I found out at the weekend, at the end of last week, he passed away aged only 42. This is a huge loss for the Indigenous music scene and also the country music scene in Canada and the US. He was loved by lots of people, and all the reports I've read said he was a really good guy. So this is one of his tracks. It's called Bare Feet on the Blacktop.
Long legs, short dress, girly fishes like gloves, high heels, unreal, no, I don't mind to zip you up. You're asking me if you look okay. Well, let me put it this way. It's like bare feet on a black top in the middle of July hot. Crawfish steaming in a big old pot. Baby, you got me freaking out in a full-on sweat. Mine heart catch my breath. I bet the devil himself is begging for mercy. H-O-T-T, ah, like bare feet on a black top. Weak knees got me eating right out of your hands. One touch, blood runs. No, I don't think you understand. Cute don't do it, pretty ain't enough. No, girl, you fire me up. It's like bare feet on a blacktop in the middle of July hot. Crawfish steaming in a big old pot. Baby, you've got me freaking out in a full-on sweat. Trying hard to catch my breath. I bet the devil himself is begging for mercy. H-O-T-T, hot, like bare feet on a blacktop. Yeah. Black top in the middle of July hot. Crawfish steaming in a big old pot. Baby, you've got me freaking out in a full-on sweat. Trying hard to catch my breath. I bet the devil himself is begging for mercy. Jalapeno, red Tabasco, caliente hot. It's like bare feet on a black top in the middle of July. Bare feet on the blacktop. Woo! That's hot.
And that was Bare Feet on the Blacktop by the late Shane Yellowbird. I think from that you can see why he'll be missed so much. And now it's time for the interview from Larry Kay of Indigenous in Music. This week it's with Isaac Murdoch and Matt Eep.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview on tunes from Turtle Island. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Tonight, we welcome to the Two Buffalo Studios from Ontario, Canada, Isaac Murdoch and Matt Epp. They have just released their album entitled You Were Chosen to Be Here, a mix of indigenous folk. They're both here in the spotlight to tell us all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Isaac Murdoch and Matt Epp. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great, Larry. It's really good to be talking to someone in a warm place.
I know. I see Isaac all dressed up.
For sure.
You're scaring me. You got all the warm garb on. So it must be kind of chilly up there.
It's winter up here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you guys got some good jams.
Yeah, it's winter here.
I've been jamming to your tunes all week. Good tunes. Really like it. Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Why don't we start with introductions, and who wants to start? Matt, you want to take the plate? Go ahead.
I'll take the plate. Thanks, Larry. Oh, it's great to be here, having a chat with you two. And so my name's Matt Epp, and I was born in Manitoba, and that's where I grew up and was raised. It's a province right in the middle of Turtle Island. And so I grew up there and got into music, you know, later in life. And it's just, you know, the closest thing to my heart. And, you know, just a few years ago, started making music with Isaac. And so I'll pass it over to him now.
Yeah. Where'd you guys meet?
We met online. Matt reached out online because of a poem that I wrote with a doodle.
Oh, cool.
And we kind of connected from there, and we met in Owen Sound.
Wow. That's a cool story.
That's how we met.
So now, when did you start your career, music?
I mean, I've always been a campfire musician and traditional singer, ceremonial singer. So that's kind of always been my thing.
Right on.
And as I got a little bit older, I started to... you know, have these songs come into my heart. And, you know, it's just been recently when I've started to pursue it. And so it's just a recent thing for myself.
Sure. Now, Matt, who's all in the band? Just you two, or you have other guests?
Well, Isaac and I are the principal artists. We set out intentionally to make an album with all of the themes. A lot of the themes that we talk about in our you know, our separate lives and our separate artistic pursuits, but of course what we try to do is bring people together with our work in general. So
yeah,
we decided to, of course, there's Shannon Paul. She's a very important part of the project. She has the last track, Gitche Manadu, Nagamon, and she also sings on the title track. And then there's a lot of really wonderful supporting musicians.
Nice.
And in part of our artistic community that's in there with us.
Right. Isaac, what are you singing about?
Yeah, on this album, I think we're trying to get across that we're all human beings in this together, and that we're trying to address some of the inequities that happen in society, but also to empower people to be the change needed, you know, for climate change, you know, for social justice,
right?
But mostly is to unite forces for the earth, and I think that's the biggest message of the album. Simply because we're in abrupt climate change, and so you know, the album could be viewed as a statement from two people,
right,
that come from two very different demographics. I was born on the reserve. You know, apprehended by Indian agents as a child, you know, grew up, you know, very much in an indigenous lifestyle. And then we have Matt, who has a different story, and we thought it would be really cool, because we were getting along so well, to come together and to bring these, you know, two people together from very different backgrounds to share the same message. And I think that's part of why we did this album, was to say, hey, look, we can all come together and do cool stuff and help each other, you know? And that's really what the album is about.
Cool, cool. Now, Matt, how long did this project take to get to vinyl?
It took us about 3 years from the first song we had, but when we started working on an album to fill out around that song, it was about a year and a half. And it only really took that long because of the pandemic, because we were very careful to, you know, be safe when we would get together, to make sure we didn't compromise anyone's health and safety and stuff like that. So we recorded ourselves. We recorded up in the north at Isaac's camp. And that's why it took a bit longer. But when we got together, the songs were flowing pretty fast.
Sure. Now, who was in production? The two of you? You two producers?
Yep, together.
Good job.
Yep.
Good job. You have any videos planned?
Thank you.
Yeah, there's one video that we shot in Toronto. It's the song, Indian Song, which deals about mental health and mental wellness for an Indigenous person. And that was shot in Toronto. It should be released right away.
Cool.
There's also a video that was made for You're Chosen to Be Here, where, you know, we had a mini art build. We went on in Toronto on the streets. We started handing out hearts with Matt's daughter. And so it's a really beautiful video. So far we're going to have two videos for the album, and who knows, maybe another one will come.
Nice, nice, nice. Matt, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, I think both of our names.com is the easiest place to find a home. So IsaacMurdoch.com and then MattEpp.com. Otherwise you can try to cross the border, come and just call our names in the woods and see if we come running.
Right on. Good deal. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Isaac Murdoch and Matt Epp. They are featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and read all about them. And hear new music on Spotify. Isaac, Matt, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We'll get you back, too. I know it's just starting for you guys. I'm sure you got a lot planned for us. Good deal.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We're going to play you a track from their new album. Here is You Were Chosen to Be Here.
You were chosen to be here. You were chosen to hear this. And you were chosen to build something that will last forever. Now the sky is yellow, and the beggar's spoken, holding both hands open. Did the prophet's words mean nothing? Yeah.
When I forget a poem, I think I must have lost its purpose. The kindling I've used to evoke this emotion shall not be used for my ego circus. I wish to gift this collection of images I have kept captive freely, like birds from cages or kids from reses. They don't belong here forever. I want to offer these constellations in a way that encapsulates a collective passion for healing that I see across all nations worldwide and feel mostly when I'm barefoot and alive. When I remember I am alive. I don't read my poetry as often as I need. When I speak, my mouth burns blue with the memories. I still see that the sight of old white men with big chests, loud voices, the unwanted caress. My words are not my weapons, but my wings. They help me stay in the melody of my breath. Sing. A remedy for all I have left. There is no such thing as authority to me anymore. I have given up my control before. Loathe the hope they took as war. Aboard the torrent of tears that I harbored. Tore through my scriptures like my thoughts take me farther from my truth. Now I am here. Like Humpty Dumpty, I sway silently, back and forth, like a blue flame that knows how to find a home on a torch. Promises I've made, tales I've sung, have all come trailing back, like res kids, all at once. Now still, I lay awake, strumming the cache of chords in my mind, like triggers to the trauma could have sworn I left behind. I like this song though, it's the one I know most. I even dream too honestly. The backpack I fall asleep with still follows me, reminding me of the times I was taught to doubt myself, then left to find a couch. That rush of finding sanction is still haunting me. I've convinced it to believe that I have what it takes. I carry the weight of this disdain silently, miming what's inside of me. We are here to drift between these stories whispered quietly. Between the res, the road allowance, the city streets. We are simply an anomaly, observed as an oddity, traded as commodity. How peculiar an Indian performance can be.
And that bit of roots poetry came from Zoe Priestley's Roy, who goes by the stage name of Priestley's. She's Cree, Dene and Mete. And that track was called Seething, and it's from her new album called Zoetry. Next up, I've got Skylar Roulette. He's an Ojibwe German rapper from Sandy Bay in Manitoba, and this track is called The Other Plan.
2, 3, 4. Pick up the camera, this would make a great shot. Let's make our tears upon your eyes. Smile and wipe them off, let's wake up and realize that life ain't always how we thought it would be. Don't cry, my dear, before our children will see we had our 1999, 2005, we had a television with that breaks, no breakups. Best friends were true friends, no fake love. Now it's time to understand. God just got this other plan.
time to understand. God just got aside the plans, and I love it. Oh, I love it. Tick beat bars are dreaming, becoming stars. 20-hour flight overnight. Love got real, I could see it in her eyes. I know some people that would be surprised. All my life I've been a loner. Now my life is full of moments with you. With you. All my life I've been a loner. Now my life is full of moments with you. With you. Pick up the camera, this would make a great shot. Let's make up tears upon your eyes. I smile and wipe them off. Let's wake up and realize alive and always how we thought it would be. Don't cry, my dear, before our children will see we had a 1999 2005. We had a television with that breaks, no breakups. Best friends were true friends, no fake love. Now it's time to understand. God just got his other plans, and I love it. Oh, I love it.
And as we're nearing the end of the show, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the musicians who made the music that I'm playing tonight, and also to thank you for listening in. I'm Andrew GJ, and this is Tunes from Turtle Island. To find out more about the show, you can look at the Facebook page, Tunes from Turtle Island, or go to the website, which is tunesfromturtleisland.eu.
Why don't we
band, that was the Juanita, singer, songwriter and guitarist Irv Lyons Jr. What are we fighting for? I'm running out of time here, so the next one is from the Mete artist Troy Junker and Danny Saldo. It's called Find a Way.
Down and out of luck, use the bar your chances, and now you don't know who to trust. These days slow, but they always in a rush. Mind spinning a million miles an hour, trying to get through stuff. Always had a plan, but somehow I'm always winging it. Things going wrong faster than you can blink it in, but I'm alive. There's more than others to say. I'ma always find a way, even if there's no lanes. The drugs wasn't helping, booze wasn't helping. Need to step my shit up instead of feeling helpless. The past is the past, we live in today. And it's okay if you afraid, cause if I quit, then I lose. I gotta go, I don't mean to be rude. Staring at the skyline, feeling like I made it. Corrected a blurry vision and I ain't get no LASIK. Face it, when one door shuts, another one opens up. Talk is cheap, I don't never gotta bluff. Trying to warm my heart, it's colder than the winter time. Check my watch and it tell me that it's winning time. They ask me what time it is, I check my watch and it's winning time. Cause so many days he tried to knock me down, and now I'm at the finish line.
Was Incline and the Cleden Coteen hip-hop artist Aspects with Tell Me Again. I'm going to play out with the Danae-fronted reggae band Highest Conspiracy. This track is called Good Day. I'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Until then.
Adeu, que us vagi tot molt bé i cuideu-vos.
Srećnu put, pazite na se.
Gute Reise, passt auf euch auf.
State al sicuro, riguardatevi e buon procedimento.
Travel well, stay safe, take care out there. Ciao.
That's what we live for. That's what we do, me said. That's what we